You're listening to Weekend Edition on Michigan Radio.
If you don't drink, totally don't drink alcohol, you could opt to call yourself a teetotaler.
That's what they say. Good morning, I'm Rebecca Kruth, and here with us now is University of Michigan English professor Anne Curzan. Good morning, Anne.
Good morning.
So a listener named Justine asked us about this word. I've got to say, I don't think I've ever actually heard it before. Justine pointed out that the spelling is actually T-E-E at the beginning, not like T-E-A, like the drink. Should it be T-E-A? Would that make more sense?
I really appreciate Justine asking about teetotaler. It is a word that I hear and have used and had never really thought about. So thank you, Justine, for asking us to do our homework on that word. It should and has always been spelled T-E-E at the beginning. And there was a hint in some ways in the intro about where this comes from. It is actually a reduplicative form from total. In the 19th century, people started in a slangy way to say teetotally. And we could think about this, the analogy being, right now we might say capital T totally. But you didn't have the capital, it was just teetotal, and it was, or teetotally, and it was a way of emphasizing totally. Here's the story. In 1832 in Britain, the Total Abstinence Society was formed. This is people who were choosing not to drink alcohol. And the Oxford English Dictionary has as the first citation of teetotal or teetotaler from 1833. And the word was first used by a man named Richard Turner of Preston, Lancashire. And he was often known as Dickie Turner. And teetotal or teetotaler became known as Dickie Turner's word. And they would talk about the teetotal pledge. This was because Richard Turner in 1833 gave a speech advocating total abstinence, teetotal abstinence from alcohol, as opposed to abstinence from only what they called ardent spirits, which would be things like brandy or whiskey. This was teetotal abstinence from alcohol. Word caught on, and it later spread to the U.S. As an interesting note, credit for this word is on Richard Turner's tombstone. On the tombstone, it says, "Beneath this stone are deposited the remains of Richard Turner, author of the word teetotal as applied to abstinence from all intoxicating liquors."
Really wanted to make sure he was remembered for that.
And you'll notice that what the tombstone says is author of the word teetotal to refer to abstinence from alcohol, because evidence suggests that teetotally was a slangy expression available before Richard Turner used it. He just applied it in that context. I have found some other examples of it in the 19th century. So, for example, George Aitken in 1852 did a stage adaptation of Uncle Tom's Cabin. And there are lines in there where, for example, Marx says, "You sold them, I suppose." And Phineas says, "You're teetotally wrong, neighbor." Now, I have to say, I think we should bring teetotally back.
I can hear it. I can see like hashtag teetotally.
I love that hashtag. Let's make it happen.
Sounds good to me. Although I've got to admit, I'm not a teetotaler. In fact, I'd say there's about an 80% chance I'm going to settle back with a whiskey sour when I get home tonight. So I'm just going to leave it at that. So cheers, Anne.
Have a good one.
Anne Curzan is a professor of English at the University of Michigan. We look at the evolution of language every Sunday morning here on Weekend Edition. If you can't always catch us on Sunday, you can subscribe on iTunes. Just search for That's What They Say. And if you have a question about our ever-changing language, email us at language@michiganradio.org.